testes. You ready to go? Okay. So this is Echo.
Yay!
Hi.
And he's going to give a speech called Hackers Have Feelings Too. And it's... Aww. I know. And it will be an open discussion on the ethics of ethics and hacking. It will cover how far hacking should go. Hacking in electronic warfare, hacking in religion, what's cool and not cool, and how damn attractive Echo is. So, without further ado, give a big round of applause for Echo.
Hi. I'm Echo. Yeah. And I'm with 313. Hey, how's it going? www.gotroot.net. Basically, what I'm going to talk about today is... how hackers are portrayed and how it can change our image and various other things. And if anybody wants to say something, like if they have any comments or ideas, just go ahead. Anyway, starting off, what makes a hacker? Like, can anybody be a hacker? Is there, I mean, are you born a hacker or do you find out you're a hacker? Or,
is it destiny?
Yeah, exactly. Is it destiny? So... if anybody has any ideas, like, what
exactly... When did you come out as a hacker?
I don't know. Actually, when I was about 12, I started to dabble into things. And then I really got interested into computers. At first, I was, you know, just into different electronics. And then I found the Mac Classic. Very good computer there. And I fell in love with it ever since. And I've had, like... this, like, hunger for, like, what else can I do with the computer? I think that's one of the essences that makes, like, a hacker. And what exactly makes a hacker want to hack? Is it to get back at someone? Is it for financial gain? Or is it for a bunch of different reasons? Like, some people say that there's, like, black hat hackers and white hat hackers. I think... hacker's a hacker, but they have different motives. For instance, like the whole Kevin Mitnick thing, how would you classify him? I like that thing. Well, like he got himself caught. Like, what was the purpose of, like, what's the purpose of a hack? Is it to get away with something or to gain information or both? This is where the whole black hat, white hat thing comes in. Like, black hat hackers, you know, that are hacking for financial gain, I'm sure they don't want to get caught. I'm sure no one wants to get caught because the consequences are so bad. And basically... the white hat, on the other hand, is like, you know, they just are trying to get something out of it for themselves. The next thing I want to talk about is hackers and, like, is it stealing or is it not stealing? How can you steal something that you really can't see or touch? Like, are you stealing the actual information or are you stealing knowledge? You can't steal knowledge because you have to gain knowledge. So that brings up an interesting fact there. Does anybody have any comments on that? Okay.
Wait for someone to talk.
Okay. Like, what do you think about that? Like, can you steal knowledge? Kinda. I'm sure someone finds, like, what if you were interested in, example, physics, and it was you were in a library and there was a book that you wanted to read, but it was locked away, and someone's trying to block you from gaining that knowledge. And you really wanted it. I'm sure you'd find a way to you know, get through the locked door and find out that information. Because I'm sure everybody has something that they, like, believe in or have something that they hold close to them and they want to find out more about. Yeah. I agree. Personally, I think when you're actually just trying to hurt someone and spite someone by going in and stealing information and just blatantly trying to rob or like hurt like just take something from someone, that that's wrong. But
what about crashing like a hate site or something?
Well, that also, I guess that ties in with protest. What's that? Yeah, but that was I was protesting because hate's bad, and I was like trying to stop that by shut up. Anyway, speaking of protest. I was at DEF CON one day, and my brother and Simon and I were talking, and we were saying how hackers tie in with other subcultures, like hippies, for example. How do you think hippies and hackers are similar or dissimilar? What's that?
Hugging trees.
Well, yeah, we don't hug trees, but I guess we can hug computers, I suppose, or phones. But there's certain limits with that though. So there's a few people that I know that might dabble into that. But like I said, protest. When someone takes down for say www.departmentofjustice.whatever. .gov. Is that wrong? Because the government portrays us in a bad light. Is that wrong to, you know, try to, you know, keep their message kind of blocked? I mean, is it wrong to protest them by taking down their site?
Well,
right, but, so... I understand, like, you have a point, but with the hippies, they kind of did their own thing with the, you know, protesting, you know, the whole peace thing, and, you know, that was a little before my time, so. Yeah, they were protesting war, I suppose. Good point. Yeah, what is the difference? I guess, like, the Vietnamese, they wanted communism, and the Americans wanted to stop communism, and they decided to fight.
Are you a communist?
No.
No, it was a police action.
Well, I got, sure. But anyway, basically, like Ada said, that they, you know, didn't want that, and so they tried to stop it by any means necessary. Well, let's pretend he said that. So they wanted to stop it by any means necessary. So I guess hackers kind of do the same thing in their own little way. Yeah.
Because it threatened the capitalist way of life upon which our society is built.
You're
yeah.
Communist,
yeah.
I kill you.
So,
Well, we won't, but
I won't.
Secret Service will.
So,
is it okay then for if the American government can stop communism because they're afraid of it, can you turn off computers because you're afraid of them?
In a way, I guess, in a way. No. In a way that you can never stop communism, you can't cut off every computer in America. Yeah. Anyway, if the government was, let's face it, like the government is kind of weary about hackers. They don't like them and they don't hate them.
Well, do you think that they don't like them because they feel that they're a threat?
Exactly. Yes, because some of the actions that, that hackers have done or whatever, that they're just afraid of what hackers can do with technology. And that's not good. And this is why it's kind of a good thing to change our image. I was reading 2600, and there was an article by Jim Neekin, and it was referring to hackers in the media. And basically it was saying how the media portrays hackers in a bad light and blah, 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 and how we can change it or whatever. Yeah, it did. Yeah, it was in the it was the cover with Mitnick in the jail cell, you know, Free Kevin or whatever. But but it was pretty interesting article, and also it just brings up a lot of things with you know, how we are portrayed in the media. Like lately, we've been getting a little more publicity. Because a lot of more, like, the Amazon.com dossings and whatever, that kind of made us look a little bad. Like, we were trying to, like, hurt capitalist America or whatever. But taking down multiple sites or whatever and trying to damage things. But that's not what all hackers are about. You know, a lot of us just actually are looking for knowledge in a way to further ourselves or learn a computer system. And, you know, people who take down systems, you know, aren't really doing that. They're, you know, back to the point, kind of protesting, but in the wrong way. Excuse me?
When you're saying hacker, what's the definition you're using for the word? I don't think people go around with all the sites.
Yeah,
I don't. That's not hacking.
You're talking about the hacker versus cracker thing.
Well, you're speaking about, you're referring to hacker, you know, interchangeably, and it's just hard to follow.
What I'm saying is, you know, I'm trying to like identify what the media thinks when I'm, you know, talking about that. When do you hear the word cracker on the news? Like, I don't think they understand that whole thing. And, you know, they don't really understand the whole hacker versus cracker thing, and they only use hacker. And, you know, there is a difference. I do agree. And the next thing that I was going to talk about is, you know, what makes a hacker? I was trying to see if everybody here can figure out one solid definition of a hacker. Like, one very solid definition of a hacker. And, well, the best that we can. I'm sure everybody's going to disagree. NFF.
Real hackers are the people that didn't pay for Rubicon?
Yeah. Anything else?
I thought it was someone who made furniture with a hatchet.
No. Well, that is a definition of it.
Webster says.
Yeah. That's right, actually. anybody else? Like, go ahead.
Well, you get two different kinds. You got people that call themselves hackers.
And people that are hackers.
And people that are called hackers.
Okay.
So you like people that break into computer systems. They might not call themselves a hacker, but people that call them hackers. And you got, like, most people here would call themselves a hacker. And they might not know squat.
Yeah, but like, what specifically makes a hacker? Like, what characteristics? Corey?
Yeah. Not obeying the rules that were set by the instructions.
Well, you mean, what do you mean by rules?
Yeah, exactly. All they're trying to give you a set of instructions. Press this for doing that here, and you get some kind of result.
Yeah. To explore, you mean?
Reverse engineer.
That's Nick.
Wait. So does that mean that if I don't follow the instruction that came with my microwave that said don't put flammable metallic objects in the microwave and activate it, and I decide to put, say, a can of deodorant in my microwave and set it for 2 minutes on high just to see what happens?
Well, does that make him a hacker?
No, it makes him a script kiddie.
Corey, I really agree with what you're saying. Like, like, if you just get a computer and it's like, okay, you know, press the mouse twice, blah, 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 and, you know, you don't bother to explore the inner workings of it and understand it the best that you can, you know, I think that you're not, you know, that you wouldn't really, you're limiting yourself in a way. Anybody else have any comments about that?
You know, hacker is a pretty commercialized term by now.
Yeah, it is.
Like most commercialized things, its meaning is pretty unclear and kind of hollow, and nobody really knows what defines it, and everyone's going to have different opinions. And it's such part of the subculture that I don't even think define itself as hacker to begin with. So it's really hard to say what the concise definition of that would be.
Well,
you can ask the people that made the movie, though.
Yeah.
It's their fault.
What about the MIT definition of a hacker?
MIT has a definition of a hacker.
Well, I read on the internet that that the original MIT computer like engineers called themselves hackers because they were programmers, I believe.
They code all night long.
Yeah, exactly, programmers. Do you think? Well, of course, that definition has changed and mutated a lot. Such as, you know, human beings do. And, you know, I guess every hacker is different from every other hacker. I mean, because I... Can anybody in here agree on one definition for a hacker? Like, if anybody can, like, raise their hand or something. Okay, well, that's, like, because everybody's different or whatever. But how do you think hackers relate to the punk subculture? Yeah.
Not at all, but many do, because there's the same sense of society's isolation.
Well, what do you consider a free culture?
People who choose to make their own decisions and do what they want regardless of what other people are thinking about them.
People bond together by a common thing.
Does that make terrorists a free culture?
Free, not free.
No?
Free culture? I'd say the terrorists are free cultures.
Yeah, speaking of terrorists, are computer hackers terrorists? Yes. What's that?
You're a big
package kid, you are. Well, yeah. So, like, what do you do if a government looks at you like a cherish? Like,
Adbusters just did a big thing on the electric hippies and different things that are going on over there that they're being accused of being terrorists.
Ties into, what do you think they should do to change this being viewed by terrorists? Hackers in general. And hippies and, you know, freak cultures, as you said. If hackers in general are portrayed as terrorists by some people or some governments, how do you stop that? Like, how do you change that? Because once someone, you know, looks at you in a negative way, it's kind of hard to change that. Exactly.
But wait a second, don't most consumers of media think that what they're getting is the real news and is the way the world is?
Then all those people are horribly wrong.
That's what they want.
You're talking about sheep over here,
right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's see.
With the news, it's like they only want to report the bad news. I mean, hacking is all one thing. And there's just, it all started with people wanting the knowledge. And then when the knowledge was there, people either wanted to, like, use it for crime or make money off of it. And the crime and the money are completely related. If there is no crime, there is no money in security. So it's like, after people seek the knowledge in hacking, two different things were spawned off of that. Crime and money. They're just like in real life, like police and the criminals. And it's like, if those two don't exist, then there will be no more media.
Well, what is money in the information economy? Say I take down Yahoo for 2 minutes. What money is involved in that?
It then creates the security professionals to go. Like people will then want their system secured, so the security firms will then make money out of that.
Right, but what I'm saying is that when it comes to money, there's especially in the information economy, there's no way that you can say by me taking down Yahoo for 2 minutes, I've caused X amount of dollars in damage, and at the same time, I've created X amount of dollars in revenue for security firms, and X amount of dollars for useless consultants, and X amount of dollars in tax money, and X amount of dollars in debt, X amount of dollars in lost advertising revenue. I mean, how can you place a dollar value on that kind of information? You can't. You can fudge it, you can guess it, but if I take Yahoo down for 2 minutes, is that going to suddenly drive away their millions of users?
I don't know about that. I was referring to how the crime and the professionalism come together with the security firms and the criminals.
Right, but what is crime? If I take down Yahoo and I say, have a nice day for 2 minutes, where's the crime?
Blocking people's access.
I mean, what is the realistic crime? What have I stolen? What have I damaged?
I think it's a lot more than just taking down a website.
It's like taking down a store. Like take on Jewel Asco down wherever down the street.
Right, no, but what is the fundamental difference between me, say, smashing Jewel Osco's window and running away, and me defacing JewelOsco.com for 2 minutes saying, have a nice day? What's the fundamental difference between the two of them?
You can actually measure the damage with the window. You can say, oh, it cost us $3,000 to replace our window.
Well, you can. People argue that you can measure the damage with the website, too.
You would see how much revenue they make every minute and then figure out what they've lost.
Well, say I do it at 2 a.m. How much revenue have they lost then as opposed to if I did it at, say, 7 a.m.?
Different
time zones. Yeah, come on.
Okay, what if I do it during a time zone where there are no English-speaking cultures?
Yahoo is available in other languages.
We're not talking about Yahoo. We're talking about JewelOsco.com.
Oh, all right.
Well, they could be, too.
I surf the web more often at 2 a.m. than I do at 7 a.m.
Right, but are you looking at JewelOsco.com?
All the time, Darren.
All the time. I mean, but
the point is how can you place a value on that kind of information that is not bartered or sold?
Like electronic information, you mean?
Well, I think it's a lot bigger than just taking down a website.
No, in the modern economy, nothing has a value until it is bought or sold. You can assume the value of something and say that if I sold this, I would probably get X amount of dollars for it, but you don't know the actual value of that until you sell it.
I think that answered your question. With like Yahoo.com, don't you think or imagine that with the amount of traffic they get, they have some kind of system logs that tell them like what kind of user or usage they get at certain times. Don't you think they would be able to take an average over time and calculate what kind of money that they're using or getting during that time?
Well, but they can be okay, so what money? Money in advertising.
Well,
so they have to trace
the amount of users.
But to calculate that, not only do they have to trace how many people visited whatever advertising.
They have logs to know how much traffic they have.
Let me finish. So they know that you've clicked on the banner. Do they know that you've actually bought anything from the website?
They get money on the click.
To have,
regardless, you broke shit that wasn't yours. Run by Osco and throw a brick through the window. You broke shit that wasn't yours.
Okay, what
when
about
you crash a website? You broke shit that wasn't yours.
Okay,
that's
what about
the crime?
What about corporations? What about corporations that pump billions of pounds of carbon dioxide into the air every year? They're breaking shit.
The government.
What's the value?
They
chain themselves to trees.
The government gives them rules on how much they can break.
Well, let's see. Yeah, that was really, 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 really interesting and stuff. But
I think the way to get positive recognition is like more like some of the things I've heard about hactivism that people are doing things.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the electro hippies and just different groups who have been doing things. They've been working with culture jamming and doing activism.
But I think it's a lot bigger than just crashing websites these days. I mean, that's pretty. I mean, that's not going to cost the corporation a whole bunch of money, but you take like a huge network system of a corporation, like, let's say Monsanto, just for fun, because it's fun. But, you know what I'm talking about.
You're just weird.
But, like, all right, they make so many chemicals, and they're harmful, and they don't tell people what they do, and they don't tell people what the effects are to the environment, blah, blah, blah. But let's say they have all that information on their website, and they're not releasing it to the public. Say somebody got into their network, found this information, had the source, and released it to the public. What would that do to Monsanto? Like, does that destroy their sales of this certain product? Do they suddenly become under investigation from the EPA? And
maybe paying them.
Yeah, I know. But what happens?
Well, you don't have a right to do that. I mean,
you don't.
But do they have a right to withhold that information from the public?
If the law says they can't, if they don't have to disclose it, I mean, if they don't have to by law.
If a product is killing you, don't you want to know about it?
Causing poverty, like genetically altered seeds.
Yeah.
Well, then, but don't complain if you get caught breaking into their network. I mean, yeah, if you want to be a martyr and go out there and try to release this information for the good of the populace, then don't bitch when you're thrown in jail.
So, wait. Okay. Wait. So NFF's thing with the throwing the window, breaking the store window, does that make him a good hacker? I mean, you know.
No,
well, wait, I mean, you know, the website, does that make him a good hacker or a bad hacker? If he took down the whole website for 2 minutes and...
Well, if he can do it,
and
he knows he can, then why do it?
Okay.
If it doesn't belong to him, and he knows that he can do it.
But what I'm looking for is a good or bad. Is good or bad. Like...
Is
the vandalism of his website, of that website, bad or good? Does that make him...
When it hurts your public image, like with the example of Yahoo...
Yes,
technology stocks, after Yahoo was attacked for the full day, technology stocks suffered. I mean, that reflect because public interest in these things... Because the way it was portrayed in the media, and it's more the media's fault, like all these new weaknesses and things, because people realize, you know, how sensitive the infrastructure of the internet is, you know, people got paranoid, and there was a lot of money lost because that happened. I mean, so yeah, there is a negative effect to doing that sort of thing.
Here's the big fear. It's like, when people have guns and they shoot somebody, that's bad. We all agree on that, I hope. But at least you can do a lot to keep people from getting guns. You can't do a lot about somebody who has the ability to take down websites and blow shit up on the internet. There's really, you can't take computers away from them. They're everywhere. They're on every desk. And I think that's where the real fear is that it's something that information, people are gaining information that can be dangerous, and there's no way to control it. There's no practical way to control any of this shit, and that's why everybody's worried.
But the question is, should there be a practical way to control it?
But there isn't.
But the question is, there isn't. You're complaining because there's, should there be? Is
yes,
the question
I don't want my credit card falling into.
So should we license compilers to developers, you know, to make sure that they're pure ethically, that they won't use a compiler in a bad way to create an exploit, perhaps? How are you going to keep the knowledge out of people's hands without restricting knowledge in an unfair way? Should a compiler be like a cop because you can take down Yahoo? You have to, you know, get licensed to use Microsoft Visual C++?
I think so. Even when people get the information, even if it is ethical information, most people, the common person, not to be stereotypical, but they don't know what to do with it and they don't know how to access it. How much can they take in and really know what to do with? Some defacements that I've seen, they have really good information that people need to know. But at the same time, your average Joe Blow doesn't quite know what to do with it. That's another question. Like if everything from Monsanto between NutraSweet and the genetically altered seeds and with the pollution and blah, blah, blah got released, I don't think your average Mary Jo housewife and Joe Bob accountant is going to actually know what to do with that. Like, okay, oh well. You know, I don't think most people know what to do with the information they get. You can't teach people how to handle what they receive. So that's another thing.
Right. Well,
media is a powerful thing.
But how do you change?
If that kind of information hits mainstream media, it becomes an entirely different thing because then the mainstream media is forced to deal with it.
Right.
But as long as it's not forced to deal with it, nothing like that will ever get solved.
But
that's kind of off the point.
Well, the problem is hand is because of stuff like this or because of like really immature pranks like defacing web pages and posting "Have a nice day." It's given us like this really really bad rep, and the thing is, the more people who go around doing this instead of using, you know, the power for the force, you know, the good side. You know, there are hackers who are getting in it for the dark side. And
it's a degree of power that some people are very much comforted by.
But I guess the question is at hand is, how exactly do we get rid of it, or how do we affect it so we change it in a positive way?
Informing mainstream society, people that aren't really in tune to like computers and what
Hold on a second. Keep talking. Go ahead.
I'm done.
Well,
still very much.
Hello. Oh. I'm giving a speech right now. All right, bye. Okay. Sorry. 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 No, no. So, anyway. No. No. Anyway. It was John. It's John Erickson. Yeah, he's here. Yeah, he's up. He called me in. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so what was I saying like a second ago? What was I saying? What? I don't remember that. What? Yeah, what was I saying before that? Oh, okay, anyway, sorry.
I think it's hard to change the media's impression. What is it? Isn't there another hacker movie coming out in the summer with John Travolta as the hacker?
What?
I'm serious. I'll give you information tonight, Michael. Yeah, he's going to be the hacker, and there's some bimbo chick who's going to be the hot hostage. And
that's cool.
But he's going to be the big hacker dude, and I can make a phone call and find out.
It'd be cool. Okay. John Travolta.
There's a new, and he's going to be it. So people are going to look, oh, look, John Travolta's a hacker. You know?
Now, speaking of movies, like.
You know, people don't search out correct information for the most part. Like, how many people listen to NPR or some other type of information daily? Not many do. And people have that choice and that option, and they don't.
Well, how many people question the source of information
that
they're getting?
They don't. They eat their American apple pie or wherever it is they are, and they're happy because it comes to a cute little bow at the end.
How many people, when they read a newspaper, wonder where these sources come from? Like, I can write a completely fictitious article that sounds realistic if you don't realize I don't mention any sources.
Okay, big thing there. Hey, hi, John.
So that's like journalistic integrity.
Anyway, so go ahead and, like, why don't you, like, walk down the street and ask a 67-year-old lady what a hacker is? What do you think she's going to say? I don't know. Well, actually, my grandmother, since I've been doing this, has, like, thought that hacking was a cult before. Well, she thought the whole hacker thing was a cult.
We're gonna go kill a goat later, so.
Oh, well, so it was pretty strange, the ideas that people have. So I don't even think, even though the media is like all foggy and like crappy and stuff, they really don't even like no, people don't really understand. And I guess the way we have to change is make people understand in the right way, so the media doesn't like. Jack everything up.
I think the best thing is, like, just using word of mouth and talking to people about what you do, and they have it so it's interesting, and then it spreads. That person changes, you know, and it goes through, and people are like, oh, maybe that's not so bad. But I don't think we can go expect to, like, tackle MSNBC and say, hey, this is what everybody is about. It's not, you know, it starts locally.
Yeah,
and
CNN's
it
are Microsoft.
Out.
They're not going to be real happy.
Right, exactly. You know, you've got to start with your circles and broaden out and people let people know, and it'll travel.
Yeah, but when I talk to my friends who aren't into computers about stuff, I'd be like, the TCP stack, whatever, and they'll be like, well, shut up. Or I could be like, I broke something, and they'll be like, yeah, let's talk about it. I broke something. I got ignorant and broke something. And everybody will be excited, and that's why I talk to my friends about it. I broke something.
Yeah.
So talking to people doesn't work, at least not with people
like
here.
What?
When I talk to my non-computery friends, that's why I tell them, yeah, you can break something. Cool.
Non-computer friends have a misconception about what people do on computers, I think. I mean, when you mention hacking to them, they think, you know,
oh, you change solitaire.
And, like, you just hack the government and blah, blah, blah. And you're just kind of like, no.
The problem is people don't want to change. If the general populace was that interested in having the correct information, they'd have it. It's easier to just be sucksore and believe lies and whatever.
Hold on again.
And that's the problem.
Oh, oh, you
hello?
Brute.
Come on.
Is it your dealer?
Okay, I'll cut it off now.
Not be like, oh, we need to straighten out the media that everybody's view on hackers. We need to straighten out the world on taking the time out to realize what's actually going on around them.
What do you think
is a small part of the whole problem?
The problem is that people don't care what's going on around them. They're happy in their life. They
people are apathetic as hell.
It's easier to suck.
Yeah, it's to learn about people don't give a crap that
like they're looking for a certain headline.
Yeah, and, so and that's the real problem. It's not
they can't be the president's
people's image of us.
Yeah, true. It is a lot about news companies making money or whatever, because it's like, yeah, it's sunshiny today and everyone's happy and everything.
Maybe next week, but don't worry, it's next week.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody, you know, they're not going to make too much money because people are going to stop watching the news. Like, people believe what they want to believe. So remember, it was like a long time ago when, like, there was just radio and no TV and people said they were like, there was this radio show about, like, aliens or what? Yeah, the aliens and stuff. And
they reenacted War of the Worlds, and everybody thought it was real.
Exactly. So people start, like, jumping off buildings and going crazy.
People's perception of reality is amazingly delicate.
Exactly. It's like, so, you know, you tell, okay, the world's coming to an end in about 6 hours. People panic. If you say that on the news, everyone's going to believe it. So, well, I think people are still just a change.
When they did the thing about a meteor crashing that one Halloween, my mom seriously called me. I don't know if it was broadcast everywhere, but where I live it was, about some meteor that hit like California or something, and all these and more meteors are coming. And my mom called me and she was like, meteors are hitting the earth.
I love you, but
you're dumb. You still believe it.
Well, why do people choose not to seek knowledge when it's out there for the taking?
Because it's easier.
Because
that's like a trait that's inbred by our society.
Nine times out of ten, after I get home from work, I'm like, I don't care, whatever. I'm going to play some video games.
So, like, okay, another example from my creative book of examples. You've got a 4-year-old, well, let's up the age to 12, and Pokemon's on. And, you know, it's like, here, you can watch Pokemon or you can read a book. What do you think they're going to do?
They're going to watch Pokemon. As a teacher, someone who's out there every day with kids, those kids are watching so much television. You try to get them for sustained silent reading, they do not want to do it. You have to, like, bribe them. Well, if you read for 15 minutes, we can all have a cookie after. They don't want to do it. If you think about it, I was reading in Culture Jam that in 1978, the cuts per minute for television was 10 for your average minute. Now, because of MTV, it's 68. Think about that, how fast that is and how much they're exposed to and how much information they're getting.
Oh, yeah, the attention span is short.
Exactly, that's why. So you say sit down and the book doesn't move, it doesn't jump, there isn't music attached to it.
It's an imagination thing.
Right.
Where's our, like, watching TV doesn't require you to have a very active imagination. It's all there for you. The sights, the sounds, the characters, whatever. Like, reading a book, you actually have to create things.
So, let's assume older people are similar in a way. And they, you know, believe what they want to believe and they, you know, have their own thing. So, how do you make someone want to crave knowledge?
You find what their interest is. You find what they're interested in, and you monopolize it, and you broaden it. Mm-hmm. You find something they like, you start teaching off of that, and you go from there.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. They like the entire curriculum off Harry Potter.
Kids love those books. They're fun to read. They're not so badly written. But, like, they love them. It's getting them away from the TV. It's amazing.
So, okay, question. Is, like, everybody learning something? Or, I mean, are people, like, getting ideas from other people?
In your immediate group, usually, from the world, I don't
think. I mean, I'm talking about here, like, people in the room, like, this whole thing. Are people, like, getting ideas from other people? I mean, like,
I don't think I could get more. It's hard.
So, as a conclusion, what can we do to change the world?
The biggest thing is to not look at the world and shut down and say, it's hopeless. There's nothing we can do. Because you look at the world and you're like, there's nowhere we're going. There's nothing we can do. You can't lose your faith in it if you haven't already.
So, last time. Does anybody have a definition of a hacker? Exactly. But anyway, I like that definition. Anyone like me. But, so...
Generator blue.
Oh, that's bad.
I think it's just someone trying to understand computer systems.
Yeah, I like that definition a lot. So let's go ahead and... That's a good definition, too. So, okay, mission accomplished. Thank you. All right. You can leave.